The 2026 Treasure Coast Men's Summit, coming to Fort Pierce, January 23rd and 24th. Here's featured speaker Dr. Dennis Brown telling you why you need to be there.
This is not an ordinary conference. You know, we are programmed to follow our time, our calendar, our alarm clock. But God is slowing us down, and God is slowing you down to move from the Kronos time to the Kairos time. And the Kairos time is the opportune time where God chooses, like Adam, in the cool of the day to make his divine visitation. And I believe this conference is a Kairos moment where God is going to have a divine visitation to rearrange, realign again, and reset our marriages, our home, reset the men in his mandate to operate, manifest, and demonstrate what God have called us to be from the beginning, to have dominion, to have that kingdom culture and that kingdom governance. You can't miss this. It's transformational. It's going to move you to another dimension that you have never been before, where you're going to be seeing things that you have never seen, and you're going to be doing things that you have never done, and you will be going places that you have never gone. Just like God said, the Lord says to Joshua, you have never been this way before. You've got to be there. You've got to be there.
The 2026 Treasure Coast Men's Summit, January 23rd and 24th, Havert L. Finn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, go to tcmenssummit.com. Don't miss it.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
The Word of God is God-breathed. It's not just another book. You can read books. There are some books that are anointed by the Spirit. But you can read books and they're just words, ideas, information, thoughts. They carry a spirit. But the scriptures are God-breathed. In other words, they have creative force there. In essence, when you speak the word of God, it has a creative force. It has the ability to bring what God said into the planet. You can talk all you want to talk, and everything around you be confused and jumbled up. But when you start speaking what God said, this is why Jesus only said what he heard his Father say through the Spirit of God and what the Scripture says. And he did it in the face of hostile crowds, hostility. People wanted to kill him, but he was not afraid. See, what was lacking in the West is courage. Amen. Too many itching ears. Too many people want their ears tickled. They won't come. They won't give. They won't do. You know, not everywhere, but I'm just saying as a rule, that's a spirit that the enemy has dumbed down the church with. Rather than wanting to hear truth, tell me something that made me feel good. Right? Not everywhere. Because God has remnants. God has people that love him that are really truly seeking after him. But in general, this is what the enemy uses to dumb down, to water down, to cause the capacity for God to be shrunk. People just, let me do some drive-by church. Then drive through and get a five-minute sermon. I'm on my way. Hope people do that. Amen. 6 points in a poem and dismiss. Let's go have our coffee. Yeah, I'm not criticizing nobody. The reality is the enemy wants to push God out the picture altogether. And so there's just a routine. Feeling good about a routine. But the Lord said, blessed are you, Simon. And he changed his name from Simon Bar-Jonah to Peter, a rock. This is what's going to solidify you and cause you to prosper in this life. You're going to be an instrument in my hands. Amen. Why? Because you said what my Father said. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Flesh and blood didn't give this to you, but my Father.
Yes.
You didn't just hear this secondhand. My Father said this to you, and you said it. Actually, it says Jesus rejoiced. One of the Gospels says he rejoiced. Some say, I don't know how true it was, but some say he spun around, he really rejoiced. He wasn't just, you know, like a stone figure. He actually rejoiced because he knew the heavens were shifting now. There was a shifting taking place. I decree that for this 3 days of blaze. I want to encourage everyone. I'm not trying to sell it. Just come, because there's going to be laying on the hands. There's going to be all kinds of stuff going on. But God has let me know I'm shifting some stuff. And it's not going to be hidden. It's going to be very, you're going to see it. You're going to experience it. Some of them are going to have people's mouths wide open. How did that happen so quick? It was just like that. How did it happen? Because see, God's been working on it a long time. But he says, now is the time for the shift. Remember, he told Abraham, he said, Abraham, at the appointed time, I will visit Sarai, and Sarai will be with child. And they laughed it off. Amen. They even tried to do it themselves, and it didn't work. And God shut everything down for 13 years. But at the appointed time, see, God's not stuck on a calendar. God's not stuck on a new year. As a matter of fact, that's a Roman Greco calendar. That's not God's real calendar anyway. And I'm not knocking it, because we're gonna make the best use of it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But we're not fooled by it.
Amen.
See, what happens when people get you on their calendar, they get you in an algorithm.
Yeah.
They get you in a cadence. They get you in a system.
Yeah.
And you just are following the system just unbeknownst, and you think, you know, one way. But you're just in a system, a cycle over and over and over again. See, when you break out of that, you can be in the cycle, but not of the cycle. Amen. You can be in this world, but not of this world. The world is not dictating. You're not thinking like the world. You're not sad when the world gets sad. You can be glad in the midst of darkness. You can rejoice when it seems like ain't nothing going right. Amen. Because why? You know your God is in control. This too shall change. This too shall pass. It shall be well with me. Amen. Somebody shout that right now. It is well with my soul right now and forevermore. You determine that. I say, you determine that. That woman came to Elisha, and Elisha said, woman, it is well with your husband. She said, it is well. Is it well with you? It is well. Is it well with the child? The child was dead up in his room. But she said, it is well. She kept that boy alive. Though he were dead, he was alive. Amen. Somebody was saying it. It is well. Then she broke down and Elisha ran. He ran on the faith of that woman's, it is well.
Amen.
Say it again, somebody, it is well.
It is well.
They diagnosed this, and they try to label you that. But really what it is dis-ease. My body's just going through a time of dis-ease. It's not at ease. I just have to get back into the right circadian rhythm. Somebody needs to leave some of that fried stuff alone for a little while. You'd be amazed how it'll change a lot of things. You can do some stuff. See, God is a healer, but you can do some stuff yourself. Amen. Your body is amazing. It's powerful. Amen. If you can set words in front of water and change the geometry of the water, what can you do with the water in your body? Start speaking to yourself like you love you, like you appreciate this temple God gave you. It's going to be your only friend throughout life. Tell somebody, you better take care of him. I know there's a whole bunch of stuff in food today. Watch out for Campbell's soup. Anytime you can't, it look like it's another language on the ingredients, don't eat it. I ain't never seen that word. They made that word up. There's something poison in there. Tell somebody, don't eat it. There are things, like I said, words. Start with your words. You'll be surprised. Monitor. Get a little app on your phone where you can monitor your words every few hours and go back and think, did I say anything that's detrimental or that's contrary to my vision or to my destiny or my purpose in the last couple hours? And check yourself and then pray. Ask God, Lord, help me here. Help me to bridle my tongue. See, the psalmist said in Psalm 45, verse 2, I believe it is. He said, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. The second, it's a ready, what is it? That electromagnetic, it's an electromagnetic a signature that your tongue sends out into your reality, but also into the water that's in your body. Amen. You can be a walking miracle. Amen. See, doctors are practicing. They're good doctors. But they're still practicing, and they're under certain codes. And they'll do stuff by the code, even though you don't need it. They'll still do it because it's the way it's supposed to be done. Well, doc, I'm already healed. Well, you need to take this for another 6 months. But I'm already healed. Some of y'all have done stuff where, you know, doctor would take this and you ain't take none of it. And go back and doc say, I see the medicine's working. Medicine's working good. Yeah, doc. you can get off of this now. Take the whole bottle of pills back to the here. Here you go. Because I have another doctor. And he's teaching me how to align myself with him. Amen. You could be surprised. It don't take a whole lot. This has got to change first. Open up those neural pathways because the body is able. Your body is full of light.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.